Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A new housing development is coming to Knoxville. How did the development happen? Where will it be? And what will the housing be like? Let's go in-depth with Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart. Well, Harold, you, the rest of your staff, and the city council deserve some credit, some accolades even, for helping negotiate this Section 42 tax credit housing.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. It's something we've been working on for several months. The council and staff have been working on trying to get a development like this in the community for a couple of years. Housing development is something that we've continued to hear be a concern for many of our major employers within the community. We keep hearing that they're adding positions or they're replacing positions and those types of things, and they're having a difficulty encouraging their employees to live within Knoxville because of the housing stock and the availability of rental properties and et cetera. And so it became a concern of ours that, take for example, Weiler's expanded twice since I've been here, and they've grown from probably about 80 employees when I first got here to probably close to 200, if not more. And the reason we encourage that type of development is because we want to see our community grow. So it's a bit concerning when you're seeing those companies grow, but the new employees aren't living in Knoxville. And so that was a concern of ours, and it was a concern of the council. And so they've made it their number one priority here for the last couple of years was to encourage development of housing. And this is one approach that we've been using of several to try and grow housing in Knoxville, and we're glad that we finally have some success in this one approach, and we're looking for successes here in the near future on some of the other approaches we're taking. But this has been a major one, and I appreciate the council making a priority and the community supporting that and moving it forward. So this is going to be probably one of the most significant developments that Knoxville has seen in a significant amount of time. We're talking anywhere from a $10 to $15 million investment in our community, and 52 units, a mix of some apartment complexes and duplexes. And, there'll be some two-bedroom apartments and then some three-bedroom kind of apartment-slash-townhouse style. And then there'll be three- and four-bedroom duplexes. So a total of 52 rental units. It'll be a mix of income-based housing and market-rate housing. So the rental rates will be different depending on qualifications and whether you're getting income-based or market-rate housing, but they'll all be very affordable housing, and it should be a housing development that the community is going to take pride in having being a part of our community for a long period of time.
And we're talking over it on Willits Drive. Where exactly?
Correct. The piece of property that we supported an application on is off of Willits Drive, and currently it's a cornfield. It's a cornfield that sits between the old doctor's nurse's quarters of the VA property, which sits on the northern border of the property, and on the southern border is the school district's track, racetrack, and it sits just east of the Graceland Cemetery.
Okay.
So it's probably I forget how many acres the parcel was. It was probably a 4 to 6 acre parcel. And so the 52 units will go in there. And it should be a nice development. And it'll include a clubhouse that'll provide some amenities to the tenants there. And there should be probably even a couple of kind of toddler playgrounds throughout development, too, for the tenants' children to play on and have access to. So that should be we're excited about the development. It's going to be a great development, and should really kind of release some pressure on some of the rental market within the community.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the new housing development that will be built in Knoxville with Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart. And so you say market-based rents and then income-based rents. What does that mean?
Market rate means is that they'll determine what they feel is a market-supported rental rate, similar to if you were to rent any other property throughout the community. So if you move to the community of Knoxville and you read the classifieds and you're looking for a rental property and you call up the number and they may tell you this rents for $800 or $500 or $1,000, they determine what the market will support and what they think they can get out of it. So some of these properties will be that. The developer will set a specific rental rate for it, and that's what they'll charge to rent. And there's no qualifications that are necessary. It's basically first come, first serve. You come in, express interest in renting the property, and they'll tell you this is how much it's going to cost, and you don't have to do anything else. The income-based property, and this is what they had to do to qualify for the tax credit program that the state offers, which is what we were approved on. It's geared toward, and I know a lot of people call it low-income housing, and I think a lot of people confuse this with, like, Section 8 housing. This is not a Section 8 housing development. This is a Section 42 housing. And what this is designed for is many years ago, the federal government had some concern regarding the ability of basically some blue-collar workers that are just, you know, kind of starting their careers and starting their career ladder that they make too much money to really qualify for low-income housing, but they don't have quite enough money yet to qualify for, like, a first-time home buyer's loan program. And they wanted to make sure that there was quality housing available for that demographic. And so they created the Section 42 tax credit program, and Section 42 refers to a section of the IRS code that basically allows for some tax incentives to developers that provide this type of development. And so what they do is they come in, and you have to go through a process to qualify to be able to live in there. And it includes, you know, what your income is. I think there's probably some criminal history background checks and those types of things. Anyway, they go through and they actually manage it. But through that, depending on how much money you make, will determine kind of what your rent is. So basically, the lower the income you have, the lower the rent. And then the higher the income you make, then the closer you get to that market rate piece. But you have to go through a process and qualify for it, et cetera. But it gives you a bit of a break on the rental rate. And the way the federal government set it up is the intent was to give you that break so you had affordable housing that eventually you could save money and potentially get out and qualify to be a first-time home buyer. So it gives you a little bit of a break there, but it's not to the degree of a Section 8 housing, where in that type of low-income housing, you know, very seldom do we see people get out of the housing.
To give people an image, I mean, I'm looking at photographs. You showed me some photographs. These are some very nice places. Mm-hmm. These are nice, high quality. It's some of the things that you might see. Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking on the west side of Des Moines, where a lot of that growth is happening, or up in Johnston and places like this. Is high quality housing units.
Yeah, this is high quality housing. We visited one of their newest developments over in Waukee, and they've actually done two or three phases of it in Waukee. But I mean, you drive by it on the street, you're not gonna identify it as anything different than any other housing development. You're not gonna drive by and think, oh, that's low income housing, or we call it low-moderate income housing. It's probably closer to moderate income housing than it is to low-income housing. But yeah, you drive by it, and you're not going to be able to tell. In fact, most people are probably going to want to stop in the office and ask, is there any rental units available? Because they're going to want to live in this development, which is why they're going to provide some market rate housing too. But then once you get inside too, I mean, these are high quality. You know, you're talking, they're provided with appliances, and you know, we're not talking, they don't put cheap appliances in there. They put in respectable quality appliances in there. You know, the kitchens look nice, nice cabinetry. You're talking, you know, again, 2 to 4 bedroom homes and living areas. And some of them are going to be one story, some of them are going to be 2-story. There's going to be a great mix in there. And I think that once it's built and people have an opportunity to look at it and see it, they'll understand truly the quality of a project that this is going to be for Knoxville.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the new housing development that'll be built in Knoxville with Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart. Well, and so we're talking maybe how many people living out there, you think? Normal family sizes.
Well, you figure, 52 units. So even if you just figure, two people each, that's 104. But, in the 3 and 4 bedroom units, you could potentially get up to 4 to 5 per home, probably. So you're going to be anywhere between 100 to 250 people probably living out there.
Yeah.
That's a significant development.
If my understanding is correct, you've picked this outfit out of Bettendorf to partner with, and then do they build it? I guess my understanding is they build it and then they maintain it. Is that how it works?
Yeah, the program, the Section 42 program, not any developer can come in and do it. They're kind of, the Iowa Finance Authority is pretty diligent and pretty picky on who gets these types of projects. So not you have to meet certain guidelines and certain qualifications to qualify to even apply to be considered for a program like this. And then it is monitored very heavily for about a minimum of 30 years. So they'll have random inspections. And it could happen once a year, or it could happen 6 times a year. They have no idea how often the inspector is going to stop in, and they're going to come through, and they're going to they're going to go around, they're going to check the maintenance of the roads, the maintenance of the yards, the maintenance of the properties themselves, out, externally and internally, everything else. And if there's any issues, then notification is given. They've got to correct it. And if for whatever reason that the management company isn't doing their job, they have the ability to come in and basically tell the developer, you have to get a new manager. A new property manager for this property because you're not meeting the guidelines, and so it's very rigorous and it's well maintained for a long period of time. The people that get to rent in here, these guys are going to do they take care of the mowing of the lawns, they take care of snow removal on the sidewalks and the streets. It's almost kind of like a full service, almost like a homeowners association where. You go in there and it's pretty low maintenance. You still have the ability to, plant flower beds and improve your property that way, but you don't have to mow the lawn every week. They take care of that for you. If the sidewalk cracks or breaks, they come and fix that for you. If the roof has an issue, they're going to fix that for you as well. And so it's going to be a nice development. It's going to be a nice property within the community. It's a great location, being over next to the cemetery and the track and next to the schools. Those are all elements that they take into account as part of the application, and the point systems is location as well. So, I can envision people living here, and you're probably going to see a lot of them walking around the cemetery and the VA property and through the neighborhoods and walking their kids to school and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, walking to school is a nice thing.
Yes, it is.
And you've had the opportunity to see some of the units that this company James N. Bergman has maintained for many years, haven't you?
We have. A couple council members and I, we were at a Iowa League of Cities meeting in Dubuque here several months ago. And while we were there, the developers, because we told them after we saw the Waukee, this is great and good. Everything looks nice when it's brand new. But what we're really interested in is the long-term impact. Show us something that you've had for, 20 years. And we want to see how well that's been maintained. And so they said they became aware that we were going to be in Dubuque for that conference. And they said, hey, we've got a property that we manage, that we've been managing for, 30 years, just, 30 minutes from Dubuque. So while you're there, why don't you come up and check it out? And so we did. And the two council members and I went up there, and we saw this property that was at the end of the program life cycle. They'd been managing it for 30 years. And aside from the fact that it looked like it had been built 30 years ago as far as decor and layout and those types of things, it was a very well-maintained property. There was, new carpet. The carpet didn't look worn.
A lot of the building looked like it had been well maintained as far as, you know, painting the walls. There wasn't any holes in the walls. The windows had been replaced to increase efficiency. The roof had been replaced within the last probably 5 years or so. Even the parking lot itself had been recently resurfaced and repainted. The lawn was well maintained. We had an opportunity to visit with some of the tenants, and you know, they were very happy with being there. And even though the property was at the end of its 30-year cycle and wasn't required to continue in the program, the developer said, this is working. There's no reason to pull it out. And so they were going to continue keeping it in the program and keeping those commitments to keep it in the program for the foreseeable future. So it's not like after 30 years they can pull the plug on it and sell it and, you know, get rid of it or do whatever. Even after the 30-year period, they still have the ability to stay in the program and still maintain it at that quality. So we were very impressed, and that concern was kind of answered for us. It was very obvious to us that through this program, these properties are very well maintained. The tenants continue to be very happy with the lifestyle that they live in these properties, and so it was something we were very excited about.
Well, and you handed me this list. There's a whole bunch of Iowa communities, I'm not going to name them, that applied for this money, and they didn't get it. This was a highly competitive process. The staff and the council must feel pretty good about this.
We do, and we knew it was going to be highly competitive, and we wanted to support the developers and really put our best foot forward on this because we felt this was extremely important to our community and something that we needed to really ensure as best we could happen within our community. And so we are very excited. I think our score was, we got a 257-point score. Well, there was two in our category that were funded, and the next, you know, we only won by about 3 points there. Theirs was 254. You know, had we not been competing in the rural section, we could have competed in the general pool section. Well, in the general pool section, the top score there was 261. So, I mean, we're very, very competitive, and so we're very happy that worked out. You know, the council was very supportive. We had the ability to fund up to a 6% match, and we were able to get 1 point for each percentage that we were matching. And so council was very supportive of doing the full 6%, and I think that really ultimately was the difference. I mean, you take those 6 points away, and it's questionable how successful we would have been in getting that project here. So we look forward to enjoying the partnership that we're going to have with this developer moving forward. They're going to be a great long-time community partner with us. And I think the council did a great job in picking a good developer to partner with and making sure that they had the support and the resources needed to put in a competitive project to make sure that this project came to Knoxville.
Thanks to Harold Stewart for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.